me, if you give money to someone else, I am going to be married to him, and he's Mikadeshit. Why?
I'm sorry. You know where we are, actually? Oh, not yet. In a moment we will be. We're on the Zayin Amud Aleph, about 8 lines down, Tain Mono Laploni. 2, 4, 6, about 8 lines down. Tain Mono Laploni. Okay.
So the
woman says,
the woman gives, tells some guy, give money to some plony, and then I'm going to be married to him.
Right.
And the woman tells, I'm your Kadeshit.
Good.
And it says, Medin Shnehem. So from both dinim, and so it's din Ebekani and din Areb.
Good.
Okay, so the Gemara goes into din Areb and explains din Areb.
How it's applicable, right?
Okay, Areb lav afagav lo ka mati hana'a. So even though she not know hana'a reaches leyadeha, reaches her hands, kamashabad nafsheha, she's still selling herself. She's still allowing herself to be acquired. In the case of
Areb. Nafshe, right, I think it's Nafshe. Look, Kamati Anoli Ade, Yadeha, Kamashabad Nafshe. No? How do they, what's the word? They have Nikuza?
On this side? Oh, yeah, they do.
Right. Yeah, so. Even though what? After all, the look, Kamati Anoli Ade. Even though no hana came to her hand, meaning no hana came into her shos, kama shabeg nafshe, and nonetheless she does what?
She's
mashabeg herself. She obligates herself to do something. Okay. It doesn't mean she. I mean the arev, any arev.
Right. Yeah, it could be a guy.
Right. Okay. So hi, it's so.
Nami. So also with
this it's so this woman, Nami. Afagav.
Even though no hana'a is reaching her hand, kamekane nafsha.
There's a difference between masculine and feminine. Kamekane nafsha as opposed to kamekane nafshe.
Right.
Alright?
So, kamekane nafsha, she still sells herself, I guess.
Right. So, is that clear? That's just a straight comparison from Arev to the Isha case, which was the original comparison, basically, at the top of the Amud. But now the Gemara says, whoa, slow down. There's a problem here. This case is not wholly analogous with Arev. Right? Okay, go ahead.
Mi dami Arev. So is Arev really comparable to this case that we have in the Gemara?
Good.
Ha'i deka kanele kachasa mamona. So in the case of Arev, the lender is still losing. He's taking money out of his ishut and giving it to someone.
Right, and that's in so doing, he acquires the benefit of having the arev.
Right.
Right. He gets the arev when he spends money, basically. But hi, gavra.
So this gavra, in our case, in the Gemara, who's acquiring this woman?
Right.
He doesn't give anything. He doesn't lose anything.
Right. So how is that analogous to arev? So what's the Gemara's answer?
The Gemara answers, Eved Kanei Yochiyach.
Good.
So Eved Kanei, the Dean Eved Kanei, is going to make the analogy back. And bring it back.
Why?
The lo ka chasam muna, va ka kanei nafshe. In the case of Eved Kanei, he doesn't give anything from his own pocket, and he still acquires himself from the Baal.
Good. So the Gemara has a problem with that also.
Right, so now the Gemara asks,
That's also not fully analogous.
Mi dami hatam. So there, in the case of Ekani, it's not necessarily comparable to our case. Ha de ka mekani ka kani.
I thought it was mi dami hasam ha de ka. But I don't know. Where how is it broken up?
Oh, I don't know.
Is that comma? It's mi dami.
Yeah, it's all one line. No, it says
mi
dami,
right,
and then hatam.
That's what I thought. Mi dami is usually the way the question is posed. Mi dami, are they really analogous? Mi dami, are they really comparable? Hasam over there.
Makani. Yeah.
So
So in the case of Eved Kanani, the person who is selling the slave to the slave himself is still gaining some money.
Right, hachta ka makni, the guy that's selling, ka koni. He's first acquiring. What's he acquiring? He's getting the money. He's getting the money and then he's selling yavet. But
kai yitita, so in the case of this woman,
right,
kai makne nafsha, she's selling herself velo kai kanya, but she doesn't receive anything.
Velo kai kanya velo midi.
She doesn't receive anything.
She's not getting anything. So again, that's also not fully analogous now. So they went to say, oh, okay. Arev Yochiyah. Arev is going to step in and clear up that problem. Okay, how so?
Afagav, delo ka mati hana'a liyadeh. So even though no money reaches the hand of the Arev,
right,
mishabel nafsha.
This
Arev is still obligated in some sense to pay back.
Right, so too over here. So, at the end of the day, we have two components to this case. We have the question of where is the Mekadesh, who is the Mekadesh, and the question is who is the Mekadeshes. Right, meaning how are we to treat the money that's changing hands here. Right? How can I say that there is a Mekadesh here? And how can I say that this woman is Mekadeshes? So what's the answer to the first question? How do I know that the money that's given to the Mekadesh is considered as though it was received by the Mekadeshes? How do I know the money was received by the Mekadeshes? Let's take it that way. That's from Arev. And how do I know that the Mekadesh is the one that is giving the money to the Mekadeshes? That's Me'ev Kanani. I need both of them. I need both of them to teach the halach over here. It's fascinating. Okay? I think it's fascinating. Now, so that's the case. It's a complicated case. Now, the Rambam does not disappoint us here. The Rambam, in his formulation of this case, I'm going to read the Rambam's case. It's in Hilchos Ishos, Perkei Halacha Chaf Aleph.
I think it's fascinating also.
Thank you. Oh, Dr. J, you got the Rambam over there?
Yeah.
Nice.
You didn't need that, but I feel it's interesting.
Hey, Chaf
Aleph. V'chen, im amara lo, ten dina leploni, matana, ekadesh lo.
Good, that's the case. That's exactly the Gemara's case. Ten mana leploni, ve'akadesh lo. Go ahead.
V'natan lo.
Did it. He did what she said. Nothing lo.
V'kicha oto ploni. Right. So the pony comes over, right, and tells her, "Hare at mekadesh li, you are betrothed to me." When I at
chafalav, hey chafalav, yeah.
You are mekadesh to me, but hanaat matana zu, but the hanaat that you gain from matana zu shekibalti berotzonach.
Berotzonach. Right. The mekadesh comes along and says, "We'll call him Plony." Plony comes back now. He knows what was just done on his behalf. And he says there, Riyat Mekadeshes b'hanah that you got by my accepting your gift. Okay? I got your gift, which you sent via this other person. And that hanah that you got, now you'll be Mekadeshes to me. What's the problem with that? Or is that clear, first of all, before you say the problem? Is that clear? What the Rambam is saying? The Rambam is saying that this guy now has to come back to the woman and say to her, okay, Harry, I'm Mekudashas. But what does he say? He says, Harry, I'm Mekudashas with the Hana that you got by my accepting this Matana. Or this Matana got to me. The Hana that you got by getting this Matana to me. Let's put it that way. What's the most basic question? The most basic question. What's the Gemara talking about over here? Does the Gemara mention Ki Huzeh about Hana?
I'm sorry.
Does the Gemara mention anything about Hana? No. The Gemara is saying, Eved, Kanani, Arev, those are the bases for saying there's a good Kiddushin. And if I say those are the mechanisms that are causing the Kiddushin, what am I saying? I'm saying it's like she got money. That's the whole point of this Gemara.
Anything says she didn't get Hana.
Right, it's nothing to do with Hana. Right? Right. Hana didn't come to her. But it's like, we're treating it as though she got money somehow.
Just the gold
with these halachic principles, yeah. Even though the money's not coming to her hand at all, we're saying it's as though. It's deemed. It's deemed as though she got money.
Like deeming the vote.
So isn't that a question? What? Yeah, exactly.
It's a nice thing.
So isn't that a question? All right. Now there's a further question over here, once you're talking about Hana. What's the further question with Hana? When does that work? With the Hana that you got by my accepting your name, when does that work? Only by Adam Chashev. Only by Adam Chashev. So there's two problems with the Rambam. First problem with the Rambam is, hey, who said anything about Hana? You know, what do you need Hana for? The Gemara is clear in that it's talking about somehow deeming her having received money. Nothing to do with Hana. Second question is, okay, let's take your statement at face value. You want me to believe that the woman is being mekudeshes with Hana that she receives by the man's acceptance of her gift. That's a problem. What's the problem with that? That's limited. Limited to who? Adam Chashev. Adam Chashev, in receiving her gift, can create Hana for her, which will be the basis for Kiddushin. Yes? Okay. So those are two questions.
Sorry.
That's it, you're out? Wow.
I don't like to leave.
You okay?
Yeah.
Oh, you just have to go.
Have to.
Yes, go. Okay.
Is it understood that Plony knows that the woman ordered somebody to give him the money?
Is it understood? I mean, from the Rambam, it's clear that he knows what's going on because he's coming back and saying, "Oh, now you're mekudeshes with this whole arrangement."
Yeah.
Yeah.
But in every case, the person getting the money knows that the woman ordered some other.
Right, it has to be, otherwise we can, you know, why would he has to have intent to be mekudeshes? It can't be forced upon him.
No, but I mean every individual in the group knows
the deal.
Knows what's going on.
Give this money to this guy and I'll marry him. Yeah, it sounds like they both have to be aware. In that case, meaning in the third case, in the Miri's case, give money.
No, in every case, that everyone knows who's ordering who to do what.
It seems like that, yeah.
Okay.
It seems like that. All right, so anyone see the Magen Mishnah? You see the Magen Mishnah over there? You want to read it?
The Chen?
I don't have it in front of me.
Okay, so you tell me if I'm reading from the right place. V'chen im amra lo v'chule. Gam ze, sham ten mana v'poni v'ekadesh milo. Mekudesh.
So in the middle there, the Magen Mishnah, again, this is the Rambam Perek Hei Halacha Chaf Aleph. The Magen Mishnah cites the Rashba with this question on the Rambam.
Rashba Zal, Tema, Arabenu, Lama Hutzlecha, the Pasha B'Shamar Mi, Shinchisha Lo, Hare At Mekudeshet, and Al Matana Zu, Shigibati Mitzunah.
Right, what Rashba asks on the Rambam, why does he have to make it this type of Amir? Why is he saying that the man comes back there and says, oh, with the Hana that you received by my accepting your item? Alright? Why does he have to say it that way? Go ahead.
Od katav, adraba lechaora mashma dechol ki hai gabna ravhu liyot kehelach mana bekadesh ani lechat einu mekadeshet ela beadam chashuv.
Right. Second question is, hey, if you tell me that's the way it works, but I don't know, then it should be only with adam chashuv. Okay. You just bring it down the Rashba. Good. You're doing a great job.
Good.
So he says that now he's going to try to defend the Rambam against the Rashba. So that's a tema, divrei tema. This whole kasha of the Rashba is a little bit difficult. Why? Because we can answer up the Rambam. How can we answer up for the Rambam?
Deha al kocha im yivresha shezehu shaliach v'dai hu amar hi kadshi l'poni bar'at matano zu shenatati lo v'shone.
So he says like this. With regard to the question about the Adam Choshev, which is a glaring question, that you'll tell me should only work by Adam Choshev, Ani Omer El Dvar, Im Kein Yafek Koach HaShaliach Mi Mishalcho, Li Kishah HaShaliach Mekadcha, B'chi HaGavna Mekudeshes, U'kishah Mishaleach, when the one who dispatched the Shaliach, Omer Kein, Lotus Kadesh, V'zehu Tema, Elavada Yeshchilak Bein Zu Lehahi Deba'in and Adam Choshev. So he says, I'll tell you why the Rambam's formulation is not a problem. Because you don't always need Adam Choshev. When do you need Adam Choshev? The Hasam Hi Omeres Helech V'chule Ze Matana Mishalah V'hi Chasra Mama Ulefikach Ba'in and Choshev B'davka V'shalo B'choshev B'mat is Kaddish. And if it's not an Adam Choshev, how is... What, on what basis is she Mikudeshes? Aval Kan Eina Chasra Mamon Klal. She's not giving up anything. V'hi Nehenis Shemiskayemes Mitzvasa V'mamon Shalacher. So what's he saying factually? And then we'll see if we can explain what he's saying. What's he saying factually? He's saying a big, sort of big Kiddush here over here.
Seems like he's saying that the Rambam and the Meiri are the same.
Yeah, what do you mean?
It's not that...
When is it that you need Adam Choshev?
When she's giving the gift.
When she's giving the kesef and she's losing money from her own pocket, then what? Then she needs Adam Choshev. Because then the only hanala she has is from the Adam Choshev. The only hanala that she gets is when there's someone to receive her money, who's an Adam Choshev. But if someone else is giving up the money, you don't need Adam Choshev. Why not? She's not losing anything. She's Nehenis from what? Fact?
The fact that somebody gained from what she said.
Oh, listen to his lashon. Yeah, from the fact that someone listened to her. She's Nehenis from the fact that someone followed her directions. Right? She's happy. V'hinenis. She gets hana. Shemus kayemus mitzvasa. B'mamon shalcherim.
Right.
So what does that mean? What the Magen Mishnah is saying like this. There's basically three types of hana, right? You can get hana from the fact that you got kesef. You got kesef shalhana, like we had yesterday in the grids. You got kesef shalhana. Or you gave away something of yours, but you got hana'a when it was received. Well, since you're not physically getting anything, the only type of hana'a that you're going to get is hana'a from your item being received. And that's only going to come from Adam Choshev that can produce that type of hana'a. Okay? Let's say you're not giving up anything, and you're not getting anything. It's all going to a third party. Right? Oh, so it's going to a third party, you're not losing anything. So you don't need Adam Choshev over there. Why? Because you have hana from the fact that someone else is relying on what you said. Someone else is doing your bidding. Like we had previously in the Rishonim. Right? The Ritzvah's Lashon was that you're following...
Dibur.
Right, I followed your Dibur. Even the Rambam has... Where was that the case? Yeah. The Rambam himself has that halacha. Unless it's the same case. But doesn't he have that case where she says, Ha'isha she'amra tain dinar leploni matana. Ves kalishani l'cho v'nosan v'amra lo harayat mekudeshes li b'hanos matana zushan asalti alpich. Harayza mekudeshes.
She what alpich?
Shenasati alpich. I gave it because you said I should give it. Oh. Afal pishalo higiya lo klom haray nehenes birt sona shenase v'nehne ploni biglala. That's the first case. V'cheinim omro lo tein dina leploni matanav es kadesh lo v'nasan lo v'kidsha oso ploni v'omro lo haray et mikudashas li b'hanas matanav zusha kibalti birt soneich harayza mikudashas. So the Rambam does learn that the Hana, for the woman that she's getting by having her word listened to, is the basis for the Kiddushin. The Chiddush of the Magen Mishnah is to say that you don't need Adam Chashuv where you're not giving up something. You only need Adam Chashuv where the Hana is being produced by what you already gave out. Right? So let me ask you this question. Let's say, Lamaisa, she took her own money. She took her own money, and she tells this guy, take this money, and go and give it to that guy, and I'll be mikudeshes to him. Based on this, what would you say? Again, the woman takes her own money, gives it to next fellow, and says, go give it to that guy, and I'll be married to him. Has to be Adam Chashuv.
Yeah.
According to this Magen Mishnah, that would have to be Adam Chashuv.
Not according to Meiri.
Well, let's hold off the Meiri for 1 second. Okay? Why? Because here, the only way that she's going to have Hana is she's losing money. This money's going out of her own pocket. She's Chasir Mama. Well, she's Chasir Mama, the only Hana that she's going to get is by the acceptance. If it's by the acceptance, it has to be Adam Chashuv. Okay. Let's hear there. The Taz says in La Halacha that if a woman will tell a person, take this mana and give it to so-and-so and I'll be married to him, since she's giving money to hers and she's Chasra Mamon, you need to have Adam Ploni being an Adam Chashuv. That's the way he paskens. So based on this approach of the Magen Mishnah. La Halacha, he paskens that way.
But here, it's good.
Here, we're not talking about where she's giving her own money. The Gemara's case is not her own money. The Gemara's case is she's telling this guy, take your money and go give it away.
Oh, right.
So over there, that's why you don't need Adam Chashuv. Adam Chashuv is only when she's only losing her own money. Oh, but if it's not Adam Chashuv, then she has enough in the fact that she's being listened to. And that's why the Rambam could say, you'll be Mekudeshes to me with the Hana that you got, right, in getting this gift to me. I am not an Adam Chashuv. Yeah, I don't need to be an Adam Chashuv. Because these guys all listen to you. You got enough from the fact that they did your bidding. But that Hana that you got because of me, if they listen to you, because of me, you'll be now Mekudeshes to me. So that's Kasha, not a Kasha anymore. That's the way the Magen Mishnah is answering the Rashba's Kasha. You want to say something?
But the case you just mentioned, wouldn't...
Where she says, take my money?
Yeah.
Yeah.
According to Magen Mishnah, shouldn't it just work because other people are listening to her? Even though he's not Adam Chashuv?
No, apparently not.
How can it be both? Because Magen Mishnah seems to be...
Fikach b'in chashuv b'davka v'shelo b'chashuv v'shelo b'chashuv matas kadesh aval kan eina chaser mamon klal. Yeah, what's your question? Say it again. Where she uses her own money, it needs to be Adam Chashuv.
Yeah, how does that fit with the saying that, oh, she gains her from people listening to
that's where she's not Chasir Mamon, he wants to say. You don't need both. What do you need both for? Let's say she doesn't give up money. The Rashba's question. What was the Rashba's question? The Rashba's question, hey Rambam, if he's not Adam Chashuv, how can you tell me she's going to be Mekudeshes with the Hana she got from her gift being received. Saying, yeah, what it means when you say hanala, the gift being received, it's not the hanala that she got from the recipient taking the gift. It's not what it means. The Magamish is saying what the Rama means when he says, when the man says to the woman, with the hanala that you got by my receiving the gift, he doesn't mean with the hanala that you got from the virtue by virtue of the fact that I took your gift.
Right.
He means that the hanala that you got because all these people along the way did what you wanted and ultimately got me this gift. And that's where you got the hanala from. And otherwise, you wanted me to get this. So you got all these people to listen to you. They relied upon you. So the hanala that you got by them all doing your fulfilling your wishes based on your dibor, that hanala, satisfaction you got from that because of me, you'll be mekudeshes.
It's as though
the only time he could say you'll be mekudeshes with the hana that you receive from my mere acceptance of your gift is if he's an adam chashev. That's where the hana flows directly from his acceptance. But over here, the Magen Mishnah is saying no. The hana that she's getting is not from his acceptance; it's from the people getting it to him.
So he's saying that she gets the hana from the process, not from the result.
That's right. That's exactly
not
right.
From the result.
Well, I mean, obviously the result is important. It's otherwise, the process is meaningless, right? But it's it's a condition. That's more of a sort of a condition, right? What's the matter?
I'm just having trouble understanding his view.
So Magen Mishnah?
So in the case,
Magen Mishnah doesn't introduce the case where it's our own money.
Right, but no, I'm just having trouble understanding. What do you say about that?
Right.
So let's say we say, okay, she gives her own money to someone else, right?
Let's take this traditional case. She takes money, she gives it to this person,
yeah,
and he accepts it.
Right.
So Magen Mishnah says, that's going to work only if he's an Adam Chashev.
Right.
She says, even the Rambam would agree with that, because there the Hanal is coming from the acceptance.
Right.
So where the Hanal is coming from the acceptance, it needs to be from the Adam Chashev, because she's losing money here. When she's losing money, the only way for her to be Mekudeshes is with the receipt of Hanal. Oh, that Hanal can only come from Adam Chashev.
Okay.
But
in the case where we just... The one we just made.
The third case?
The one where she gives her money to someone else.
Right.
Who has to be... Like, would that work if there's an Adam Chashuv? But why should that...
Yeah, that would work.
But why should that make a difference? If the Hana is from...
No, because he says that doesn't work when she's losing money.
But who's the Adam Chashuv? How does she get any Hana from...
The third guy. Just take this money and give it to that guy.
Take this money and give it to that guy, right? Who has to be the Adam Chashuv?
And I'll be Mekudesh with them, the one who takes it at the end.
But it's not on the fact that he accepts the gift.
No, in that case, it would be. His klal is like this. You need Adam Chashuv where she's losing money.
Because he's accepting the gift? So the Hana switches, depending on if it's Adam Chashuv or not?
Not sure what's bothering you. I don't have it.
Okay, so let me try to explain. In a case where it's not Adam...
Well, let me say his rule. His rule is that you only need Adam Chashuv where her own money is involved. But where her own money is not involved, you could still have Hana. How do you have Hana where her own money is not involved? Oh, by virtue of the fact that everyone else is doing her mitzvah. What's his lashon? He nehenishim is kayyemis mitzvah b'mamon shal achayim. But once she's introducing a loss, right? Now she has a loss. So, okay, it's very nice to have the people listening to me, but I'm out, whatever it is, $100. So, my overall hana is not there.
The only way to fix it is with a Adam Chashuv.
The only way to produce hana in a case where I'm spending my own money or losing money is for there to be an Adam Chashuv who is accepting it.
Right.
That can produce the requisite hana. But that's his basic principle. His basic principle is that you don't need the Hana of Adam Chashuv in a case where you're not using your own money. Because then you have this other avenue of Hana. But once you're spending your own money, it's not going to cut it. Is that better? Is that more palpable? Okay, and I'm just pointing out that L'Halacha, that the Nosei Kelim Shulchan Aruch actually... Paskin that way, that if she uses her own money and she says, take this money and give it to so-and-so, I'll be married to him, that's only going to work if it's an al-mukhashab. Because again, she's losing money. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so let's take a look at the Meiri. And I think you're right in what you said before, that the Meiri would not agree, well, the Rambam will not agree with this Meiri. But the Meiri is not in agreement with the Rambam. Okay? What has the Meiri? It's a short Meiri. It's on
the pink section.
Huh?
It's the pink section.
Pink section.
Page 512.
Dr. J, you want to read? 5 over 12. That paragraph.
Amrano?
Yeah.
Amrano, ten manet leploni, vekadesh, anilo.
That's the Gemara's case, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Afagav, she eno hana'a bagat liyada.
Right, so Hana'a doesn't make it to her hand. Doesn't get to her.
Ein hakone chaser kalum bekinyano. מקדשת בדין שניהם. רצו לומר מדין ערב ועבד כנעני, ואף זו כשיאמר לה בשעת נתינה, הרי את מקודשת לי בהנאה, בהנאת אותו מנה, אותו מנה שנתן לי פלוני. במצוותך?
So let's take it slow. Ratzalomar midin arev ve'evik knani. That's like the Gemara is saying. You need both of those principles. V'afzu, even in this case, kishi yomer lo b'shas nesina, when he says to her at the time of the gift, the giving, hariat mikudeshes li, v'hanas oso mana shanasan li ploni b'mitzvaseich. So let's just take that case first. Mm-hmm. What is he saying?
So he's saying that she's mekudeshet min din shnei because of those two reasons.
Right, and even with that,
and even so, when he says
she yomer lo b'shas nesina
at the time of the giving the matanah, here you are betrothed to me at the hana of this money that the other guy gave to me at your direction.
Hana's oso mana shenasanli ploni b'mitzvaseich. So, what's the Meiri saying? Is this the same as the Rambam? What do you say?
The mitzvatech, would that be the same as alpich?
Yeah, the same thing. Well, let's do the last case. I mean, let's keep reading. The last case is certainly something that the Rambam won't agree with. Let's
continue.
Yeah, because I mean, up till now it seems very similar to the Rambam. The language is a little different, but by saying midin arev evik kanani, that everyone agrees with that. Even this guy, he has to say it. Shas nesina. Now, what shas nesina is also a little funny. What does he mean by shas nesina?
Which one? Word.
He's not there. I mean, shas nesina. The other guy gave her. Sorry, the woman tells this man, "Go give Ploni." Ploni gets it, and now he comes back to her, and he says, "Oh, you are mikudeshes to me, behanas oso mana, shenosan li ploni, bimitzvaseh."
He said,
"But it's not at the
allowed.
But it's not b'sha'at netinah.
First of all, shas nesina is very difficult. He's not there b'sha'at nesina.
He wasn't even present, right?
What does it mean b'sha'at nesina? You're assuming they all have to be there? They all have to be present? They're all standing together?
No, I'm saying, can you say that he's giving her the hana'a?
B'sha'at nesina of the hana'a?
Sounds a little far-fetched.
Sounds funny, right? Mm. I agree with you. That's difficult. But the second line is, I mean, the next line is also a little bit difficult. Hariyam Kadesh is li b'hanas osa mona shenasan li ploni b'mitzvah seich. Which thing is it? What is the basis for the Kedushin? Hana of what? Hanas oso mana.
The money reached you because of what she said.
Money reached me. But again, the language is is a little bit too convoluted. Why didn't you just say?
It doesn't even say adam chashuv.
Well, it's not her money. Does this right? That's not a problem. It's not her money. She told someone else give money to so and so, and he took it.
Oh, he didn't. Oh, she didn't say.
She didn't send money. No.
So she says to Reuven, "You take your money, give it to Shimon.
Right. I'll be married to Shimon.
I'll be
married to Shimon. Right. Right. The next case is more involved.
Another brother.
Right. Another brother. But before that, I'm just asking like a Mimarshach question. What is the basis for her now to be Mikudashos?
Why can't, isn't it like the Magid Mishnah that people's mamon, things change people's mamon because of what you said? People did things because of what you said. Isn't that?
Yeah. So then, why don't you just say, "Hareyat Mikudesh Esli"? With the hana that you get, that you know your mitzvah was done by someone else, or someone listened to you.
The atomana just
It's right. Why is it b'hanas osel mana shenas nali ploni b'mitzvah seif? It's the hana of the mana. So it's dafka the hana of the mana. It's not the hana of the mana. See, this sort of goes back to the original question about the arev. Do you remember the original question about the arev? On what basis was the Kiddushin a good Kiddushin? Do you remember that? Was it the Hana or was it the money? Yes, no? You weren't around for Ari? Yeah, is that the problem?
I think that, yeah. No, I'm pretty sure I wasn't here for the beginning of Zion
Amal. Okay. So the case over there was Midin Arev. The Gemara says, Arev, Lava Hagavdala Moti Anali Yade, Kamashabi Nashe, Ha'at Sanami. So there was a question. What is the basis for the Arev's obligation? Is it like the Arev got money, right? Remember that? It's like the Arev got the money. Or, no, the Arev is Mechayev because of the Hana.
I think the Rizva says the Hana, right?
So let's just quickly go over the Shittas. The Rambam, also in that same halacha, Chaf Aleph, the Rambam says that the Mekadesh has to say, "You Mekadeshes to me with the Hana'os Matonazu Shenasati Leploni Alpich." You get your Mekadeshes with the Hana'ah, right, that I gave a Matana to Ploni, even though she didn't get anything, right? Sheretzona Nasev and Nene Ploni Begola. The Hana'ah, this guy got Hana'ah. This guy got Hana because of her. She's Mekadeshes based on that Hana. Perek Halacha Chavav.
Why should it matter that the recipient is getting is Nehne from receiving the money?
It's also a good question. I mean, why don't we just say with the Hana that you got by my listening to you? Yeah, read the Rambam's lesson again. Read that Rambam again. Somebody? Hey,
From the beginning?
Yeah, that's fine.
Isha shemra ten dina leploni matana ve'et kadesh ani laka. נתן ואמר לה, הרי את מקודשת לי בהנאת מתנה זו שנתתי על פיך. הרי זו מקודשת. אף על פי שלא הגיע לה כלום, הרי נהנת ברצונה שנעשה. ונהנה פלוני בגללה.
Right, let's take a slow. So what Makadish has to say, הרי את מקודשת לי, you mekudashes to me, b'hanas matana zu, shenasati leploni alpich. B'hanas matana zu, shenasati leploni alpich.
So she doesn't get any money.
Afal pishu lo hagiya lo klom, harei nehenes, sheretzona nasa v'nehene ploni b'golo. Nehenes sheretzona nasa. Vinnan is ploni bigola. You're saying, why need both?
Yeah.
So I think that's what the Meir is saying also, right? That's why it's a little difficult. What's the Lashon of the Meir again? Yeah, Bahanaz oso mana shenasan li ploni bim mitzvoseich. That's like this Lashon. Right? You got the hana'a, the Miri says. You got hana'a. That what? That they gave me a mana because of you.
Like, why is it necessary? It should be that someone gave mana because of you. Right.
She got hana'a, or any Arif gets hana'a, that the ratzon was done. That's a simple pshat. You're right. We have to maybe on a more micro level try to distinguish between why the Rambam had those two lashonos. Why not just say nehenes shiratzona nasa? Why don't just say that? I think what he means is really that she's nehenes shiratzona nasa. What did she want? She wanted Ploni to get this thing. Ploni got this thing because of what she did. So she gets hana. By virtue of the fact that she was able to orchestrate that. And I think that's what he means. The Tosas Ri said that she gets Hana'a because she's Mehaman. They trust her. They rely on her. She's considered Nama. To come Mehaman Leishan, Nasan Mamona, Le'echav, Neshehu, Arev, Gomir, Umeshabe, Nafshe. This guy now relies on her, makes himself an Arev, and gives away money because of her. She gets Hana'a from that. That's similar to the Rambam. But the Rush and the Tur both learned differently. The Rush and the Tur both said that when he gives the mana, Leploni, he goes back and he says, Yom Kudashas, Bimana Shinasati Leploni. With that mana that I gave to Ploni, you're Yom Kudashas to me.
Not on the Hana.
That's the Gufa Kesef.
Right.
Why? Because it's like I gave her the money. It's like I gave her the money. The Rashba also has that. Rashba says, you mekudeshes with the money that I gave to Ploni. Hanazu. Right. So those are the two different theories. Why Arev works. Does Arev work because it's like the Arev is getting the money, right? Or does it work because of the Hana that the Arev is getting and being relied upon? So now all I'm asking is when the Meiri says this formulation here, B'hana'as oso mona shenasan liploni. What does he mean?
Can't we say what you said for the Rambam?
Yeah.
That's what she wanted to happen.
The Hanas Osamana Shanasan Liploni. Hanas Osamana Shanasan Liploni Bimitzvaseh. Meaning, that guy got this mana because you wanted him to, and with the Hana that he got, with Anna that you got by him getting that mana, that's the, but it's not the Hana that you're getting from the money, per se. Right?
Right.
That's what you want to say? No, I'm saying that, listen, that's why I went back to the question to begin with, because I think that's what's at issue here. Bahanas oso mana shanasali ploni bimetzosei. What's the Rambam's lashon? Hanas matana shanasati leploni alpich. Sounds just like that. Right?
Right.
So I think what they're both saying is that it's the hana that you got by... Your desire to get this mana to this guy was satisfied, and so far as everyone else did what you wanted, now you're nana. With that hana, you'll be mikudashas. With that hana, you'll be mikudashas. Okay. But where does he deviate from the Rambam? The next case, he seems to deviate from the Rambam. He deviates from the Rambam in the fact that the next case, the Rambam would not agree with. Why not? What's the next case? Muhuadin.
Muhuadin ba amra ten mana la Reuven.
Right. So now she says to Reuven. Reuven.
Kadesh l'shem.
Reuven, take ten mana. She says. She tells Levi. Okay. She tells Levi, take this money, give it to Reuven. When Reuven gets the money, I will be mekudesh to Shimon.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
She according to this, she doesn't say here, take my money.
No, right. Still not take my money.
Your money.
Take money. Whatever.
Take
right.
Take money.
Right.
Your money. Give it to Reuven, and I'll be.
Because that's just the Shimon. Good. So now, what do you say about the Rambam in this case?
And so now we understand the Rambam. According to Magid Mishnah, this would work.
This would work.
She's not losing any money.
Pesach, what do you say? The Meiri says, I'm the woman, and I tell one, if I tell Levi, I say, Levi, take this money and give it to Reuven. And when you give it to Reuven, I'm going to be Mekudeshes to Shimon.
It's an extra remove.
It's one more case. It's one more link in the chain that the Gemara doesn't have.
And the Rambam doesn't make it three. It's like Levi to Reuven to Shimon. It's just Reuven to Shimon in the Rambam.
So she's not losing any money, right?
One second. Yeah, no, she's not losing any money.
And
that's true.
So you don't need Adam Chashu. You don't need that to make.
No, fine. Adam Chashu is not going to be the problem.
Right, so you can rely on the fact that people are listening to her.
Well, one second. One second. What about... The problem is not so much with her.
What did she say again?
She tells Mr. A, take that money that you have in your possession, not my money. Take money and give it to Mr. B.
Right.
And when you give it to Mr. B, I'm going to be mekudeshes to Mr. C.
Right.
Are you saying that the problem is because the Mekadesh isn't receiving the Matanah?
Exactly. Mekadesh is not getting the Hana. No, what's the Rambam's formulation?
Oh, that's you. Okay.
What's the Rambam's formulation? The Rambam's formulation is... Yeah, read it inside. Could you read it to someone?
And that's the second section of Chavalah?
Yeah.
Ken im amra lo.
Yeah.
Ken dina leploni.
Ten dina leploni.
Matana. Et kadesh lo.
And the kadesh lo. I'll be mekudeshes to him. Good. And he did it.
Oto ploni.
Good.
Harei at mekudeshet li b'hala'at matana zo shekibalti.
Good. Good, good, good. So he himself comes back and says, Rambam, according to Rambam, he's coming back and saying, you're mekudeshes to me. Your mekudesh is to me with the hana that you got by my receiving your gift. Adam Chashuv is not a problem now. We know why you don't need Adam Chashuv in this case. Right?
Right.
Now, what is the Meiri?
He didn't get the gift.
He got the gift.
No, she said give. She told A to give to B.
Just in that case, it's only two people.
Yeah.
She said, give it to that guy, and yeah. I'll be married to that guy.
Yeah.
So if that guy comes back and says, hey, with the hana that you got by my getting your gift, you'll be mikudash to me. That's the Rambam says is good. And the Meiri's case is, there's three people involved.
Besides the Isha.
But the Mekadosh is not getting the money.
If he sticks to his Lashon, it shouldn't work either.
That's a problem. Harei Mekadosh is li bahanas oso mana shenosan li ploni b'mitzvaseich. Bahanas oso mana shenosan li ploni b'mitzvaseich.
He's not getting any money.
So how can he say, Bahanas oso mana shenosan li ploni b'mitzvaseich? No, it's still good. Because in that case he'll say, Bahanas oso mana shenosan. Yeah, shenosan ruving l'shimon.
Okay, why can't the because Rambam it's the Hanukkah.
No, because the Rambam's case is with the Hana that what's his lashon again? Yeah, because it sounds like he's making that I got it.
That's
you mean you say the same thing over there? You say the same thing over there since he won't say kibalti.
Right.
Because the Meir is not saying kibalti. He's saying with the Hana that you got, shenasan li ploni mitzoseich, that they follow my wishes.
I see. Yeah, there's definitely a difference.
But you want to say maybe not. You want to say maybe the Rambam would also allow for a totally different formulation. He'll just say, not that I got it, he'll say someone else got it. That's what you want to say?
I don't know if I'm allowed to, like, the Rambam didn't say that. He said, this is Lashon, so why should I be able to...
Well, because the Meiri also, I mean, you're right. It's strictly taken, maybe the Meiri's Lashon doesn't fit in. Bahanas osamana shenasan liploni. It's not going to work, because he can't say that. He can't say shenasan liploni. So and obviously the Meiri does allow for this case. Right. So he's not going to say shenasan li ploni. He's going to say, with the hanah you got, that so-and-so gave to so-and-so, you know, b'mitzvaseich. That's enough.
What's b'mitzvaseich?
At your direction. Right? Even the Lashon of Mitzvah that we normally have, Mitzvah like comes from the word command, a commandment, directive. Ein la hana'a mimenu. See, according to the Rambam, she's not getting, problem is, now according to the Rambam, she's not getting any hana'a from him. It sounds like the Hanah comes. That, you're right, then the Magen Mishnah is. What does he say again? He says, with the Hanah that you got from my getting it.
The Hanah.
And the Rashba said, how come the Rambam can say that you're getting Hana'a from the acceptance? Can't have that without Adam Choshev. Magamisha says, no. That's only where she's losing money. When she's not losing money, she gets Hana'a from the fact that other people are following her directions. If that's the case, you're right. You say you should say the same thing over here. You should say the same thing over here, that the Rambam would say that she's getting Hanah from someone, or at least according to the Magen Mishnah's explanation of the Rambam, it's Lav Dafka that you're getting a Hanah from me. This third brother case is only going to be a problem if you learn. If it would be her money, and the last guy is Adam Choshev, the one that she's marrying would be Adam Choshev, it won't work. Right? Because he's not accepting it. He's not taking anything. So he's not producing any hana for her directly.
But
But it's not her own money.
But, oh, okay, fine, yeah, so it wouldn't work there.
Right. But it sounds like, short of that, it should work. Right? See, the Meir is not the only one that says this. Do we have, Tosfos written here? Yeah, the last section, the so-called dark blue section. First piece on the page there. Teimon el ploni ve ekadesh ani lo. Vehu hadin im omra teimon el ploni ve ekadesh le ploni acher. See the footnote there? Ken kasab miri bechidishi tamidah rash bazal. Hosef the kol shekein hu. So it's a kol shekein. The dummy lenos lahin. Yeah, so he says that the Bach proves the chad miha ba'inim. O she yitain halokeach, o yikabel hakesef. Avam ein lo zev, lo zev, lo kana, al karchach.
Excuse me, what's that abbreviation? Yud ayin yud shin?
Yud ayin shan. Look over there. Yeah, Union Shem. So the Talmud of Rashba, the Tosfos written, the Meiri, and the Machna all say, if she says to Reuven, take this mana and give it to Shimon and I'll marry Levi, she's Mekudeshes. However, some say, no, that won't work. Some say that won't work.
What's the Bach's reasoning? Oshi Tenokia. Didn't Dinarev and Rebbe Hanina tell us that you don't need ayin? And I have a case where there's neither and it still works.
Sorry, say again.
If the Bach says why doesn't it work? Oshi, because oshi yiten alokeach, oshi kabel hakesef.
Oshi yiten alokeach, o yikabel hakesef.
Right, but he did neither.
He did neither, right?
But doesn't
she yiten alokeach?
I thought Arev plus Ebikani says they don't have to do either.
Well, in that case, it's like he's doing them. Like he's doing them. Here he's doing nothing.
Oh.
That's why this case is not like that. That's the problem. In this case, the guy is totally passive. He hasn't done anything. He hasn't gotten any money. He hasn't given any money. Right? He's not even Makabo. He's not a Makabo of a Kesef.
Right.
Of Ein Lo Zev, Lo Zev, Lo Kana.
He didn't give me anything.
Right. Says that Avdi Nezer is misopic about this.
Surprised.
Huh? I mean, someone should be misopic about it. But Hal, you want to say that the Rambam would agree? You're saying this case could work out for the Rambam, right?
If
that Lashon is negotiable.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Alright, so you know what? Maybe we'll stop here. Maybe tomorrow we'll take a look at the Avnei Nezer. I think he tries to explain that according to the Rambam, it wouldn't be good. Okay, we'll leave that for tomorrow. Right? I think this is one of the more difficult cases. It's just very convoluted. Okay. Adkan. Okay. All right, before Shlomo, everything.